Hi friends, we will start with chapter 4, Systems in Logistics Management, overall under the subject of Distribution Management. So let's set the objective for us to learn. And the objective is to, of course, understand the role of systems in distribution management. Understand the different system support that is available for the distribution management as a overall function. And you understand the new use of, you know, ERPs or application based system supports available these days in an era of better interconnectivity, better network connectivity, etc. We'll get into each one of them as we move forward. Systems in logistics needs to be seen from the perspective of something which is supporting the operation, something which is supporting the decision process. We will look at both of them separately. The main aim of any system support, especially the information system support or say overall distribution system support, is of course the cost reduction through increase in the productivity. So can the system bring in the better productivity, which itself will logically reduce the cost, improved customer service through reduction in time lags. So customer service is improvised if various time lags are removed due to the efficiency of the system, improved decision making through an accurate input and the information. A lot of information gets collected in terms of data, but they being not available in an analyzed manner, the managers are not in a position to take appropriate decision. This system should be such, especially the distribution system, that it proactively enlightens the distribution manager so that he is able to correctively take required controlling measures to increase, to integrate the various functions through a common database. So that is, there are databases created, you create a common database of various things that is happening. Now when you integrate this, the information and management development support system is far more superior, far more integrated, and therefore it is very, very, very effective to take decision based on available analyzed data. So let's understand system support in operations. As I told you, there are two types, that were two levels one need to see. So we will touch the first one, system support in the operations. System support in the operation, of course, at one stage, the application of software used to happen, which was essentially at a local level, organization level. Bookkeeping, or you say the stock accounting softwares, etc. That was level one, as you say. Like the biggest problem that used to happen is cross-functional integration was not becoming possible. To overcome this, overall composite system was delivered, which was an organization-wide. Organization-wide, when I say it is like multi-location integration was possible. So it was not very localized, location based system. We first understand the operation come info grid. So you have a chart in front of you. So let's take how this overall works. On one hand you have a customer, on the other hand you have a supplier. The flow of goods which happens. So when the flow of goods happens, first of course comes the physical operations, wherein the transport, warehousing, manufacturing, or transport of raw material, warehousing, manufacturing takes place, manufacturing, warehousing of finished goods, and then further transportation that has to happen. Simultaneously, the paperwork that has to happen. The paperwork, when I say, nowadays a lot of invoicing and all being automated, but yet there is to be order processing that has to happen, stock control that has to take place, production planning that has to take place, stock control again. So on one hand you have a basic stock control when the production happens, a lot of new material come in. So you continuously require a stock control, and then the purchase order processing. So like you get into ordering what you need to really purchase to manufacture the desired goods. Accounting wise, there are account receivables and account payable vis-a-vis the general ledger. That is how the overall any transaction, any organizational setup is. And they are interconnected to get the desired information and take the next step. So account receivable, if it is there, then account operation may tell you to not to process this order kind of thing, and demand the old receivables early, etc. So those kind of integrated actions are weaved into these structures. So friends, let's try to understand the complexities involved if you do not have an integrated system in place. Yani. Due to lack of integrated systems, what happens, like standard process, it does not exist. It leads to complexities. Each one, each individual, each function may take its own call the way they feel convenient to you, or they feel it's a good interest of the organization, so-called. That will lead to a lot of complexities, yani, due to no lack of guidelines and no standard process. Complexity of handling fragmented market segments without clarity about scheduling, about dispatches, ordering, etc. So, in short, fragmented market conditions, different markets needing different goods, different levels, different reorder quantity, different safety stocks, etc., different inventory control criteria. How do you manage? So that's a big challenge. So both operation and the performance measurement and the control is at stake. Then comes the third is go-to-market strategy in such complex situation is decided by the third-party distributor. So in those days when everything was looking complex, organization used to say outsource, or your entire transportation, warehousing, etc. are given in the hands of third party. Now in such case, they dominate your decision as to when do you think you should introduce and how you should introduce, etc. So that's like against the organizational objective. Multiple communication channel makes it complex to achieve the desired clarity. Multiple channel, multiple communication will obviously be there because there are various functions that are interlinked to any distribution supplies. But it is individual, how they infer the communication, how they communicate with each other, that creates a lot of complex in terms of understanding and clarity. And that will lead to each one making their own meaning and acting it upon, which eventually some point of time you will realize is not as expected or was not right, etc. So clash of objectives between different operating systems and dependency makes it not reliable. We have earlier also somewhere I have touched where I have told you that each function has its own objective. Finance wants to keep the inventory lowest, production wants to only make one variety. Now all this different functional operative systems and operating systems, and they have their own material distribution plan, or they have their own manufacturing production plan, etc. With all this, it is humanly not possible that somebody can really arrive at optimum level of operation. In such case, a very advanced integrated information analysis system can help. So that's where the importance of the systems in logistics or the distribution management comes at. Now, if you do not have that integrated, you cannot really achieve even if you have a advanced system. So integration is a crux of a successful system-based logistics and distribution function management. Lack of standard processes leads to complexity, its own complexity, like each one will do what he or she thinks right. Complexity is due to clarity about scheduling, dispatches, ordering, finishing, inventory control, accounts receivable is there, account receivable guy wants to stop the dispatch, but his communication can reach the godown only in 3 days by this means, or email sent, which is probably not attended by the recipient, but he went ahead with the dispatch. So many such things can take place. So that's the disadvantage of non-integrated system, no clarity on what should be checked, when to check, how to check, etc. So human being will operate on based of his judgment basis, and that may lead to a lot of issues in the distribution management, which may be NTN organization, etc. also, though there is no intent to that. Go-to-market strategy are governed by the third party, as I told you. Multiple communication makes it complex. We have touched that. Clash of objectives between different operating system and dependency makes it not reliable. If you have non-integrated systems, then both systems cannot really connect with each other. When I say operating systems, I am talking about, say, IT-based operating systems. Now, if that is a case, then again you fail to achieve the desired integrity. So that's the reason why it is very complex to work with the non-integrated systems. So now let's come to understand the utility of integrated distribution management systems. It untangles your distribution network. The more you have levels 0, 1 to 0, 3, your distribution becomes very complex, each one with their own plan of selling, plan of stocks, safety stocks, inventory, reorder levels, warehousing utilization, transportation related data, inventory related data. Then again, it becomes, even if your system is integrated, it may become impossible. So in such case, the integrated distribution system, which is an IT driven, really untangles it, because everything will be done in a split seconds. Supports your distribution. It rather, helps your distribution by system on its own does require checks and balances, and then what if scenarios evaluation. And when they come out with their own inferences, they trigger the required communication, draw the attention, and try to make respective people take required corrective actions. Provide single version of the real-time truth. What you think is a stock at the stock go down at say one of your DC versus what actual this thing is difficult in the non-integrated, non-IT integrated based systems, because it depends on what you separately know about. Based on say probably the Excel that you make, then you got a communication every day again through an Excel where what dispatches have taken place. So you are supposed to edit or amend your Excel, but as a human being, you may make a mistake. By the time you derive some conclusion, some goods might have already left, and you have taken a decision based on your thinking that there is availability, and you try to take the order and then issue a delivery instruction, and then that go down comes back to you saying that there's no sufficient stock, etc. So in all this, the real-time availability of data assumes significance, which has become possible due to advanced IT integrations. Control distribution management costs, you are able to put your control, you are able to put your apportionment parameters, etc., apportionment equations, etc., very well within your integrated IT systems, and that will really apportion. And that apportionment will help you to control your distribution management cost, because you are able to derive target versus performance very fast. The lead time or the lag between calculation and all is reduced, and mostly it is available to you on a real-time basis, and as a result, your decision making is facilitated. So that's the utility of a distribution management system. So first utility of this enterprise distribution management system is the enterprise resource management. Now you will wonder where have we gone. So this is a operation-based support system wherein it helps you to control, and one powerful tool is the enterprise resource planning, an ERP system. ERP system has its own utility, though you are this system is available from multiple sources, like your SAP as a leader. You have others also who provide you ERP systems, but it is essentially the fundamental. It shows the enterprise resource planning, and so it helps you with the entire enterprise-wide resource planning, not only say transportation or warehousing, etc. So that's first advantage. So how does the ERP help? One need to really determine what is the utility or how does the ERP system help. That needs to really being figured out. So it helps you. One is it is enterprise-wide. It is IT-driven automated system. Checks and balances are possible to introduce. Various hierarchies and access controls and real-time updations, etc., are feasible. So all those things leads to your ability to have a clear information that helps you to take the right decision on the real-time basis. So keeps an eyes on the logical distribution needed. So first of all, it starts with what to distribute where, and how will it help the overall system to minimize not only the cost, but at the same time service the need of the distribution center, etc. Manage actual distribution being handled, so utilize the optimum resource, transportation algorithms, etc., and then you try to see what to send where, in what quantity, through which mode, etc. Optimizing the distribution load, load balancing, etc., has been also done by such advanced system, and you are guided as to how to manage load and what to distribute when, etc. Communicating with the relevant stakeholders. This is a self communication kind of a platform, so it ensures that necessary communications goes to all the stakeholders, And not only that, it has a built-in escalations and, you know, reports, etc. So if somebody was supposed to approve the order within so much of a time or clear the distribution within so much of a time, if it is not done, the next in the hierarchy gets the intimation. And even if he doesn't attend, the senior guy gets the intimation. So there are escalations hierarchy wise. Who can access what kind of a report, every report natures are available. So that gives you a lot of utility to the data, because data is served to you in a information format. So that's the utility overall of ERP system. How does ERP work? Some of the features and key features that one must know of the distribution system ERP is like, it allows you to do the offline and online sync. So many times network issues or many times connectivity or many times other compelling thing not allowing you to integrate with your system, but it still allows you to work. So when you work and when the integration takes place, so you are still able to integrate. Your syncing is possible even if you have worked in an offline manner. So that's one advantage. Growth and scalability. These systems are such that you can give them the required level of scalability. So it syncs with your growth. It will grow with your growth. So that's what is the advantage of ERP system. Allows entire CRM integration, customer relationship management integration. So right from it facilitates the lead management, lead development, lead closures, etc. So that is also there, and that has a relevance to your entire order distribution, inventory, etc. So you can understand the significance of it. Advanced workflows, etc. It constantly monitors how things are happening in the set workflow wise, and the set way of doing things, the method of doing things, manner of executing things, etc. And it brings out for you the various facts which will help you to create an advanced workflow, and remove the inefficient part and then look for what can be done, you know, so that this particular inefficiency can be minimized or removed thoroughly. Advanced automation and escalations, authorization and escalations possible, I'm sorry. Certain things which are within the criteria gets auto-authorized, certain things at a level wherein the authority gets the intimation about the authorization needed, and then, you know, he's able to do the authorization either through a mobile device tab or get logging into his laptop, etc. So there are various lot of advanced authorization ways of possibility, as well as the escalation. If your team lead has not watched, cluster team lead will get the intimation, then your regional team guy will get, then the zonal team guy get. So it's a auto-generated escalation. Nobody can play a subjective role and nobody can control that escalation not going up to the higher authority. So as a result, they are compelled to complete the task within the given time frame as per the system needed. And so it ensures that overall compliances are made. Advanced business intelligence, not only from the available data, there are built-in modules where salesmen, the others can feed in the data that they come to know about what is happening in the market. All these things will collectively build a advanced business intelligence system for the organization. They are all iOS and Android compatible. So that's the way the apps and all are structured. These programs are compatible with them. Internet of Things integration is possible in that. So Internet of Things allows you a lot of other flexibilities and feature integration without maybe Wi-Fi connectivity, etc. So, and without the human intervention. So this IoT is something which works without human interventions, and therefore it again a non-subjective automation of the process, and that really yields you the required benefit in terms of real-time data, reliability of data, etc. So these are some of the key features of any sales supply chain management based ERP system. So how you go about implementation of the good ERP system? So of course, first and foremost, you have to get into the study of your existing process, the technology available, the kind of warehouse, the kind of software is available, the kind of hardware is available, etc. Again, I just left it saying that Internet of Things, but it itself has so many other technical aspects that needs to be seen, etc. How that availability can help you to redesign your process. So maybe redesign a process may be a crucial thing before you really get into ERP. So ERP setup itself helps you with all those aspects. You will overall create a blueprint, which is like after you know where the gaps are, what needs to be done, and what level needs to be achieved, etc., for which what kind of a technical and other support is needed. All these things will translate into development of a one strong blueprint and the strategy in terms of rollout, milestones, etc., so that you know that you are progressing it also well and is you're going to yield you the desired result as planned. Technical appraisals are undertaken. So having done a blueprint, etc., you check the validity, verifications of things, etc., to determine which technical aspects can create a bottlenecks, if it is there, how to overcome. So various technical aspects are really studied. It is not assumed that Wi-Fi is available everywhere or internet is available easily everywhere, etc. Real actual assessment has to be done vis-a-vis the organization system setup, etc., whether it can take the load or not take the load. So whether system, main system of the organization also needs integration or not, or upliftment, etc. So a lot of techno commercial appraisals are done. Level-wise authorization metrics are developed. So it's not that the team lead can access the report of the zonal head. And he will be only getting, team lead will get a report of only his dealerships or his orders or his area details. He cannot get even the information about the next area. So that's what, you know, you create an authorization, you create a login metrics, you create availability of information and report metrics. So accordingly, only the data will be furnished. If they try to get into the other areas, they will be prevented from doing so, etc. How to achieve the real-time and online data? That's the crux of implementing an ERP. So if this implementation is taking place, what will ensure and how it will be ensured that always you get a real-time online data? So real-time online data will give you a correct picture at a particular point of time, and therefore your decision taken will not be misaligned with the reality. So this is how you go about implementation of an ERP, enterprise management support system. So friends, earlier I have told you that one is an operational level and second is a managerial decision level, etc. So you have now a concept called enterprise management support system. So this is like this is a way that you try to use your information to your management advantage. And management advantage, when I say the inference of the data based on which reliability of the decision taken, performance monitoring, etc. So to help the distribution people, logistics, supply chain people, ERP platform offers various optimizer packages, which can help in selecting the best alternative, which is a management decision support system is one such this thing. Similarly, many such models are available. One can utilize the right one for the organization. Addressing the challenge related to the large scale optimization in distribution planning. So distribution planning remains a challenge. Large market, scattered market, variations in the demand, stock levels, etc. Now, based on which, how do you do your distribution, etc.? We have told you earlier that sales management does it, but it may not be so easy for them as it sounds. Now, in all such cases, you have an enterprise management support system, management decision support system, which can help you. So, there are platforms and there are add-ons available. Increasingly facilitates the decision making. As I told you, data generated all over is collectively inferred upon. So the power is compiled and inferred upon and presented to you in the form of an analysis that will reveal to you healthy deviations and not so healthy deviations, and based on which you will be proactively taking corrective steps which will minimize the damage or the loss, and therefore overall your managerial this thing will remain objective centric. You will not go misaligned vis-a-vis your objective, distribution objective, be it a margin objective, etc. It is known as a management support system, as I told you. Yes, such things helps management. We have, I think you would have studied somewhere under overall the subject of MIS, MDSS, Management Development Support System. Same way the ERP has, in short, various optimizer and models available, which when integrated can really help management by furnishing the inferred data for them to take the right decision. So that's the power of enterprise management support system, which is another nature of an online systems available for the distribution management. MSS is composed of models, so it has a model layer like gaming model or dispersion model, etc. So there are various models which can be integrated into your system, supporting data files. You have various solving exercise or models. So it has an algorithm. In short, what I'm trying to tell you, it has an algorithm built in which uses the available information. When inferred by the manager, he gets the requisite output which will reveal to him the analysis. MSS provides solutions of needed, such as network rationalization. So it gives you the picture of rationalization of your network if needed or not. Yeah, currently whether it is misaligned, whether it is aligned to the marketing dynamics, etc. What if questions, and it will help you to answer what if questions that if you have to know what is happening in your logistics and the distribution environment, and you want to know the sensitivity of one with the other, you probably get into doing a what if analysis. Sensitivity issues, so there are sensitivity issues. When I say in functionally, as I know in financial terms, there is always a sensitivity to various things. Financial analysts or budget planners, etc., they often try to do, after the basic model is in place, they try to do what is more sensitive. So whether the increase in price is more sensitive, or whether the reduction in the margin, gross margin, is more sensitive and having an impact on overall net worth of the organization, net profit of the organization, etc. So they do that permutation combination by playing with it to derive the sensitivity. Now, in once upon a time, it used to get manually done. Today, now you have power of integrated IT system who can do this for you in a limited time. So you get to understand as a manager what is the sensitivity, the intensity of sensitivity, and its impact. Now, having been aware of such things, then you know in real life when you have to take decisions, you will try to minimize the adverse impact by taking right type of decisions, because you are aware of what is sensitive to what. So that's what the sensitivity issue analysis is all about. Enterprise management support system, earlier has been covered, and you have a modeling framework, so various models are integrated into it. You have a specific data file structures. You have an optimizer, which is by doing various permutation and combination, it tells you what is good for you. It includes also the sensitivity analysis, interface facility between this and the system users. So it provides an interface between the user and the system. System as a data hub, etc. A system as an operation hub, as you also can say. So that's the enterprise management support system is all about. We come to a very important aspects, and this is probably the last section of this chapter, which is app-based distribution management. So what is app-based distribution management? Today, the world has sunk in the hands of individuals' palms. People are more on the smartphones and tabs, etc. Cannot distribution management be helped with this? Fairly, yes. Entire IT or the wizards have also worked on helping logistics, supply chain management, or distribution management system to gain out of this. And therefore, various app-based solutions are being made available, and they help your frontline. Gets a support in terms of various automations available to him, and when he uses that effectively, he is able to leverage or give the organization a competitive advantage over others, because organizations will always be most updated with live real-time data. Apps have the power that they are more intuitive than even the ERPs and all. So because apps work at one level, say kind of above than the algorithms or the operational algorithms of the any enterprise system, because that is already there. App is therefore able to operate at one level above, where based on that time what the data is feed in, app is in a position to get various backend data churned and feed you with the required support or assist or help you with the information, as the case may be. So how does this go about? So generally any app that the sales guy has in his hand, which is a distribution system support or enterprise system, etc. You have a salesman, you have a retailer, you have a distributor, you have a manager, and you have a management. So these are those stakeholders. Distributors and retailers form part of the distribution management. So they are your nodes of distribution. The manager in the management represents the controlling authority. So they are the one who are responsible for the results. So, and salesman is the catalyst in all this. So how does this go about? So retailer online, how does retailer benefit out of this app-based this thing? Now retailer has a power to go online, check the status of his order, check the inventory, order online. Is there any scheme announced? What if he puts an order of this? So what will be his benefit, etc.? Track the orders, like vis-a-vis the receivables. Also, he gets an idea. There will be receivables due to him, paying for the goods purchase. At the same time, he has achieved certain milestones, so he is eligible for rebates, certain discounts, or festival schemes based rebates, etc. So he is in a position to see give and take what is given, what is still not given to be paid, etc. So all these things will help him also to manage his finance, and therefore he will be keen to invest more into your business. At times, various mini surveys can be conducted among your retailers and distributors. So it will keep your ears on the ground, and then shelf space pictures, etc. If provided, it will help you to know what is your occupancy rate, and what is your brand commands in terms of shelf space, etc. Distributors, when I go, they are one level above the retailer. So therefore, he has to look at the perspective of the multi-retailer support system. So this RIA apps helps him with that. So he is able to get the collective idea of the market requirement, could be what is the order, what is the inventory at a retail level. So he comes to know that what he needs to order, because over a period of time, this will be demanded by the retailer. So he gets into a proper order booking. He is in a position to allocate the inventory that he has as per the order booked by the retailer, etc. He is able to plan his distribution, the truck and tempo movement, etc. very good. So that will optimize his route, vehicle utilization, etc. will be better. And he also gains out of the account control that he has and the communication, because system trigger, app trigger on achieving certain things will create his own communication, and that everyone will come to their notice, and they will accordingly be informed, or they will be compelled to take action. So that's the advantage of auto communication, auto escalations, etc. as the case may be. Manager, who's a manager and management being part of the controlling authority, gets benefited that way. They get a macro overview of the market. They get an idea about demand supply gaps, if any. They get an idea about inventory shortage likely, etc. vis-a-vis the market conditions and all. So accordingly, they are able to boost the sales by intervening at the right retailer level, right distribution level, etc. by removing the hurdles if they see it in some of the orders placed or some of the products demanded, etc. So by talking to them to move the order to a new other product, etc. So there are many ways that the manager can aptly utilize the data available to him in the app, which is a real time data. Management overall, he is able to track the KPIs and KRA levels, both of the own people, the distributors, etc. And overall, he gets a good business intelligence, and this business intelligence can be used by him effectively to proactively defend against the threat, if any, or proactively utilize the opportunity that he could see out of the business intelligence. So friends, this is a very interesting chapter that we have understood, which is systems and distribution management. We got an idea about operational systems like ERP, etc. And we got an idea about the managerial type of a system, which is enterprise management development support system, etc. So with this, we complete this chapter. Thank you.